How many of you at a time in your life, maybe even now, you prayed and prayed and prayed and just haven't in the natural seen an answer? Some of you say it this way, that's got to stop now. You ever pray and say, I've been doing this a long time. Well, the Holy Spirit said to me that it already stopped at Calvary for every one of us. So whatever it is that you've been praying for, it hasn't yet materialized in the natural. Don't be concerned. God is a man of his word. He watches over his word to make sure everything is performed. Now, I don't want to know anything, but how many have been praying for something and still you haven't seen the breakthrough? Go like that. Well, tonight is the breakthrough night for you. Amen. Because it already happened at Calvary. Already happened at Calvary. When we speak the word of God by faith out of our mouths, something changes. Let me just give you a little scripture verse right now, and so you can pray if you don't mind that prayer that, guess what, it already changed for me. It's in, don't have to go, just stay standing. The worship team will still play. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 3, be not panic-stricken or hasty to get out of the presence, out of his presence. Boy, there's so much to be said about his presence tonight. We'll try to touch on a few. Persist not in an evil thing, for he does whatever he pleases. Listen to verse 4. This is powerful. For the word of a king is authority and power. Who can say to him, what are you doing? We know through this one scripture verse here that the king, his word, is what? Power and authority. Anybody know where the king of kings lives? He lives on the inside of me right now. That means we have that same power to what? Say and get it done. That's how it works. It's by faith. You exercise faith. I like those four men that dropped that man down through the roof. They had faith. That man didn't, but they did. Amen? Sometimes Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. Sometimes Jesus had to pray for folks. But I'm here to tell you now, it's over and it's done with at Calvary. Simple and as plain as that. It wears us out sometimes when we pray and don't see the answer right away. But always remember the word healing is a process. There's a process. Sometimes some of what we have done and mistakes we have made kind of like stand in the way, and then the enemy will kind of keep us there and say, well, if you didn't do this and didn't do that, well, you probably would have already seen your healing. He doesn't know anything about healing. You and I do, because the word of God promises us that miracles and healings belong to you and I and everyone we come in contact with. So here's what I want you to do. Worship team will sing that one more time. Put your hands just like this across your chest and begin to thank God already. See, that's what Jesus said. Thank me already for what hasn't happened, but it's already been done. It says in Philippians, make your request known, then begin to thank him. Doesn't say as soon as the answer shows up, because the answer showed up at Calvary. Go ahead, just cross your hearts like that and begin to thank him already. Begin to thank him already. Don't speak the problem you're praying about. Just begin to thank him right there in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Healing. Healing in that knee in Jesus' name. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Healing in that relationship right now in Jesus' name. Thank you. Already been done. It's already been done. The king has already proclaimed it. The king has already proclaimed it. And the king lives on the inside of you and I. For the word of the king is authority and power. I thank you. We have the power in his name, and authority has been taken from the evil one and given to Jesus, then back to us right now. In Jesus' name. Enough is enough. We begin to thank you. Yes, 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 we do. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, now put your hands together and praise him for what's already done. What's already done. Already done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. symptoms are leaving you right now. Circumstances are changing. Yeah. Right now. Right now. Right now. Hallelujah. Just talk to him. We've cultivated the place we're at right now with our praise and worship. Talk to him. Talk to Jesus. He wants to hear your heart. Talk to him. There it is. There's going to be a cry coming out of your spirit. Let it go. We don't care. Cry out to him. Yes. Jesus cried out to the Father. We can cry out to him. Someone's had an issue with tasting. You haven't been able to taste. That's changing right now. Someone else is having an issue with smell. See, I don't smell that. I don't smell that. That's changing right now by the power of Almighty God in Jesus' name. Just like that. Just like that. Just like that. You don't need to go any further than this service right now. It's already been done at Calvary. The hand of Jesus Christ is upon every one of you right now. If we'll just open our hearts up to receive. Yes. Take no thought of tomorrow, it says very plainly. Jesus said that. Take no thought of tomorrow because tomorrow has enough going on. Just stay right where you are. I'm taking care of the little birds and the little sparrows. They never have a problem with eating. So don't be concerned. Got the hairs on your head counted and numbered. Don't be concerned about anything in this life. I've already been there before you ever show up. It's already been done. Just stay on course. Stay on course. Stay on course. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Glory, glory. Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing's greater than God. Whatever comes your way or my way, nothing is greater than He is. I mean, if you know God touched you while you were just praising and worshiping Him. Exactly. And you can get the same results at home. Get in His presence, shut everything else out, and God will meet you right where your need is. Amen. Hallelujah. Worship team, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you.